Hey, I'd like to welcome Richard Maynard to the studio. He's with the Iowa Stage Theater and a production in Des Moines. Maybe some of you have had this elsewhere in the country, those who are listening on other stations. Buried Child. When I heard the name of the production, I thought, oh my God, what is this about? Anyway, Richard, tell us a little bit at what you can reveal without giving away the whole story. What's Buried Child?
Well, Buried Child, it's both literal and it's metaphoric too, the title of it. There's a lot buried in this Midwestern family. The play was written in 1978, won a Pulitzer Prize for literature, so it was very, very well regarded at the time. I think it still plays
and
now.
The author?
The author is Sam Shepard.
Okay, oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, Sam Shepard. And people might know that, know his name. His most popular commercial play was True West. But anyway, here's how I'd like to describe it. If you think of a Norman Rockwell painting.
Right, beautiful.
Buried Child is the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. This was a family, as you'll find out in the play, that was once a typical farm family, doing quite well. The character I play is Dodge, who's the patriarch of the family, says, you know, the farm was producing enough milk to fill Lake Michigan twice over. Exaggeration, of course. But then something happened. Something happened in the family, and it's really about how secrets, how things that don't get talked about can just be so destructive to a family, and it really is in this one. So, and of course, I don't want to give away too much here about it, but the character I play, for instance, Dodge, he's pretty much given up. He's pretty much given up. He smokes, he drinks, he watches TV, and that's about all he does until this day.
What year is the action in the play taking place?
Same as what it was originally, 1978.
Okay, so it's kind of a precursor to the farm crisis.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely a precursor to the farm crisis. And, and just how the breakup of the family. And, of course, in Sam Shepard's way, it's pretty extraordinary how it breaks up. A son comes back who they haven't seen in 20 years, and you're not ever clear as to what happened to him, but somehow he's being a high school star athlete and all this promise has become a broken man. And it's just a lot of discovery between it.
Yeah. Is there any relevance in the play for the current times we find ourselves in this year?
Yes, I think so. Look at, how our democracy is breaking away. If you kind of compare that to your a safe home, and how that's starting to, make everybody very nervous and everybody just disoriented. It's this disorientation that happens in the play. So I think it absolutely is things people can relate to. The uncertainty that happens in this play of what's going to happen next.
So the family of the play could be kind of a precursor, in a metaphorical sense, to what our country is
exactly. It could be. Yes, it could represent the whole country.
Yeah. Well, it says volumes, too, that a play written back in 1978 is still being eagerly received and performed widely.
I think this is his best play that he wrote, and that you can say that. That's what I love about the classics. They give you a window into who we were and who we are today, and this one certainly falls into that. And when are we doing it? Should I say
yeah,
that?
Go yeah. for it. Yeah.
Okay, we're at the Stoner Theater. If you don't know where the Stoner Theater is, it's inside the Civic Center, the Des Moines Performing Arts. It's this small theater,
downtown Des Moines. Right.
Yes, right on 3rd and Walnut. And we open Friday, October 17th. And we play through the next weekend on October 26th. You can find out how to get tickets and how to buy tickets at our website, which is iowastage.org.
Richard, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Ed.
Folks, talking with Richard Maynard about the play, the Iowa Stage Theater production of Buried Child.